If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who lost to a pig, Aaron, and with me is the Iron Fish Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Going good, Aaron. How are you?
Would have been better if I would have recorded what I was saying a couple days ago.
But right.
I think we're due for at least one or two of these a year where I mess up and we have to re-record. So
yeah,
hopefully
it happened probably once a year.
Yeah, it happens probably once a year, right? At least minimum.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jay. What anime did we talk about a few days ago?
The Slave Master Classic, Vinland Saga Season 2.
And do you have the synopsis?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at My Anime List. So after his father's death and the destruction of his village at the hands of English raiders, Einar wishes for a peaceful life and his family, with his family on their newly rebuilt farm. However, fate has other plans. His village is invaded once again. Einar watches helplessly as the marauding Danes burn his lands and slaughter his family. The invaders capture Einar and take him back to Denmark as a slave.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. That's like half of the first episode.
Right. All right, Jay, you ready for some facts here?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So, Vinland Saga Season 2 is a 2023 anime, adventure epic historical. It's created by Makoto Yukimaru, and then he also created, is it Planetess? Planetess, is how you say it, Jay? Do you remember?
It might be Planets, or it might be Planetess.
Planetess. Really cool, it's about people who are junkers in space. Pretty cool.
And I think it's like really focused on the characters, I believe.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. This was directed by Shuhei Yabuda, and he directed Inuyashiki. The studio is MAPPA, who, between recording these, Jay, is in some hot water.
It's been going down.
Yeah, some very hot water. I think I'd be remiss not to talk about it, but we'll touch on it a little bit after this. They've done Attack on Titan Seasons 3 and 4, Jujutsu Kaisen, Zombieland Saga, Banana Fish, and Dorohedoro, Kakaguri, and Punchline.
A lot of stuff that we covered.
Yeah, and a lot of good stuff, too, which is pretty crazy. Good. I think MAPPA is a good studio. I don't know if we talked about it before, but I was already saying, like, they took on a lot of work coming into this year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, even starting from last year, it was like Chainsaw Man, Vinland Saga this year, and then Attack on Titan specials, and Jujutsu Kaisen, and just like a lot of companies, especially big ones, only do like two a year.
Yeah, and they have like separate teams to do with each one, right?
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of the issues where it comes from, because right now they're doing Jujutsu Kaisen, and a lot of the animes are at their breaking point. And from what I hear, the big problem was, I guess it only took them, it was like 4 months, I think it was, to make the Jujutsu Kaisen movie. So they like really crammed to make that. And then because they crammed to make that, they're like, oh no, we can just go ahead and cram them this whole time and be fine.
Right. They're like, oh, you did it this time, so let's do it again.
Yeah. You know what's really crazy about that, Jay? I don't know if I shared this fact before, but apparently, like years and years ago with Astro Boy, the original Astro Boy, they got like a really crappy deal, the animation team and the creator, to make it. But in exchange, they were like, oh, well, you can have the merchandise rights. And so they put all their like blood, sweat, and tears into Astro Boy, and it paid off. It worked. Like, they gave him a crappy budget, and they made a bunch of money off of merch. Apparently, that deal has like cursed the anime industry.
Really?
Yeah, because even today it's marred by like crappy pay, crappy hours. But hey, you get to have the merch money.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's probably where it also stands here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people right. aren't getting paid. I've seen talk of people in the anime industry only get paid. Like, they can go work at a 7-Eleven down the street and get paid more.
Yeah. And I've heard that as well.
And it's one of those things where it's, you do it for the love of it, and then you become somebody, and then you're a hardened veteran and all this stuff.
Right.
It's very sad, the overworking conditions of, you know, the thing that we both love. You know, we built this podcast off of it, and
right.
It's very hard to rationalize that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah, it's pretty crazy because like I'm sure they get paid like a, I don't know if they're hourly or salary, but I'm sure it's decent. But with all the overtime that they do, I'm sure it's like they're making pennies.
Yeah, it's like just like the video game industry, same thing. You're mm-hmm. supposed to do it because you love it, not because of the pay. And then there's a bunch of over or underpaid developers who they don't give them their overtime and stuff. And
right,
same thing. I've heard a lot of things in the anime industry as well that they don't pay overtime. Mm-hmm. Or there's a lot of people who are just like, oh yeah, unpaid hours.
So yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's gross. Anyway, anime, Jay.
Vinland Saga.
Vinland Saga.
So good.
This is licensed by Crunchyroll. The music is by Yukata Yamade, and they did Great Pretender and Tokyo Ghoul. The opening is Rover by Anonymous. And they wrote the song wanting to portray a weakened Thorfinn and what new emotions he discovered as a slave, which is pretty, pretty cool. And then the second opening is Paradox by Survives of the Prophet. We've covered them before, strangely enough. They were like right. They did the first opening to Vinland Saga, which is full of butt rock. And
right.
And I know during the last podcast you said you didn't like it that much. I actually don't mind it as much.
Okay.
I've been listening to it on like the way to work all this week, funny enough, after we've watched it. And I was like, it's not a bad song. It's all right. And it's they also did the openings to Banana Fish as well.
Yes. I don't think you said that in the last podcast. We were like contemplating which other anime they did.
Yeah, and then I looked it up. As the consummate professional I am, Jay, I looked it up after the podcast.
And like I said before, and they should have got Aimer instead. Aimer's
they did
a good job with the first season.
Oh, even the I don't know who did the second ending. That I love that ending with the Valkyries flying over the battlefield and stuff. That Ymir song is the one where it's like in Iceland, or
yeah, with like with Thors and
is it Greenland? Like, are they from Greenland or Iceland?
Iceland.
Thank you. I was like, I think we have this conversation last time too about
how horrible we are with geography.
Yeah.
I know where Iceland is now.
Yeah,
it's a lot smaller than Greenland.
Yeah. So the ending, the first ending, is Without Love by LMYK. And it echoes the same sentiment as the first opening, but in a more tragic nature, showing Thorfinn's regret and hopelessness. Mm-hmm. And the second one is Ember by Haiju Harmonix. And their theme of their ending was Hope and Courage. There's not a lot of multimedia here, just the manga. Very curious that this anime has like two different English dubs. It has the Crunchyroll dub and the Netflix dub.
Yeah. Very strange.
Yeah, very, very interesting. It's like cheaper to like cheaper to re-record it than just buy the rights to their dub probably or something.
Yeah. It's probably something like they want like more profit for their dub or something.
Yeah.
Rather than some other company.
So some fun facts I have here for us, Jay. Thorfinn's idea to find Vinland was inspired by the feelings that the creator had during the Cold War and 9/11. So that those feelings of why does everybody have to fight? Why can't we just live in peace together? Right. Pretty hopeful idea. I do love that there's even characters who tell Thorfinn like he's dumb for believing it. Like that's never gonna happen.
Right.
And then, of course, like the really weird irony of it, Vinland being America or the Americas.
Yeah,
I thought that was like very funny.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, it's not ever explicitly said, but that's what I would think would be like the free land.
Well, yeah. Well, if you didn't know, like the Vikings,
it was undiscovered.
Yeah, the Vikings got here before Christopher Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
So very, 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 very interesting. And then also originally, Thorfinn was supposed to be a slave, but the editor rejected it. So Thorfinn ended up becoming a Viking in compromise, where he learned about the pain he caused and eventually did become a slave. And it actually like gave it bigger impact. It made a...
Right.
Built on his character.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it would have been a lot different if he started out as a slave.
Oh, yeah. It would change the whole anime.
Right.
So very...
I like how it turned out.
Yeah, I dip in, you know, into general now, but I really like how this is it's a revenge story gone wrong, funny enough.
Yeah, definitely.
Where and you mentioned, I'm not trying to steal your thunder, but you mentioned it in the last podcast, it's like what happens when you dedicate your life to revenge and it's taken away from you.
Yeah, you don't get to fulfill that desire for revenge.
Yeah. And you just become a broken man.
You become an empty shell of yourself.
Well, like it's
no.
You know what's weird? I don't know if you've ever seen that, like, there's a study about spite motivating like growth.
Mm-hmm.
Where they say like, oh, like if I told you, hey, Jay, you can't do this or whatever, and like, oh, I'll show you. And you're motivated by spite. Eventually, you like create things in your mind that spite you, even though they're not there as a motivation.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very fascinating thing. Like your mind tends to be like, all right, I need to find something to spite.
Motivate me.
Yeah, to motivate me. And it's usually like you make up spite. Like, oh, my manager hates me. I'm going to have to show him. And like they could just not care about you. Yeah, it's really... I that idea of like, all right, there's like this force in your life that's been pushing you and pushing you to this edge. And now that you're at the edge, it's taken away.
Right.
Very cool. I really, really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, real quick, Jay, what'd you think of the openings and endings?
I like the first opening and ending. The second ones are all right.
Yeah, that first opening is really cool. It has that really cool shot of Canute and his scar. It like zooms into it.
It's like opening up like a mouth. Almost like a Venus flytrap looking thing.
Yeah, because it's like festering. It almost looks like it looks like Aubrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors, if you've ever seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, an exact, like, a Venus flytrap. It's so funny. It's pretty good.
That scar is, Thorfinn is the one that gave it to him.
Yeah, and it's really great, like, how when they finally meet each other at the end, where he's like, oh, yeah, that I'm the one who scarred your king. And he's like, oh, what the hell?
Hey, everybody's like, what? It was him?
Yeah. This little scrawny guy. I really like how he got the respect of the Vikings.
At the end, definitely.
With all the punching. They're like, we don't want to kill you, man. But
it'd be a waste.
Yeah, it'd be a waste to kill a warrior, so just, like, leave.
Yeah.
And I think going into it, I forgot if we mentioned it before, but, we mentioned it on the last podcast, I guess we did. But anyway, sorry, that a lot of people were disappointed in this anime with, like, the lack of violence, but I think the lack of violence makes it way better.
Yeah, definitely. I really love this turn that this anime took where it's just like toned down everything. And I think you said it in the last podcast that it makes the violent, like the scenes with violence, like
way more impactful.
Yeah, way more intense.
Like the scene, like one of my favorite scenes in here is when, you know, after the battle on Kettle's farm and what's Kettle's son's name, Jay? Do you remember? Omar. When Omar comes.
Almar.
Yeah, Omar.
It's like Omar.
Omar. When Omar comes to see the damage, and it's just like he sees the horrors of war for himself.
Right.
And it's like very... I like that more grounded feel.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it makes the violence way more impactful.
Yeah, really intense.
And just like the creator said, he said, sorry if you guys like violence, but I don't like violence. I abhor it. And if you like violence, go ahead and just watch Attack on Titan, because you get your fix there.
Yeah, definitely.
Which, you know, no knack on Attack on Titan. It's just it knows what its audience wants.
Right.
Let's see here, Jay. This anime has a bunch of, like, my favorite episodes, I feel, as well.
Right.
So, like, the first episode is probably one of my favorite opening episodes. Like,
yeah.
We're thrown in the thick of it with, Einar.
With Einar.
Yeah. Or Einar, yeah, Einar. And it there's like no breathing room, but in a good way, which is funny enough because we've both started the next anime that we're doing next week. And that throws you into the thick of it, but in a completely different way. In an almost like off-putting way. And I went back right now to go be like, oh, did they like end on this or something? Like, did they end on end? Like, at this scene, and it's not. It just has nothing to do with it. It just starts.
Right.
But it feels really good in Vinland Saga. Like, it throws you in the thick of it. It's like, you see Thorfinn as a slave, and it doesn't really tell you how he got there. Like, it lets you draw your own conclusions. 'Cause even I was like, well, he must have done something like, well, my theory was, and I don't remember if they did mention it, and I'm pretty sure you told me before they didn't, but the idea of he was just like a broken man, so like slave traders just like picked him up.
I'm pretty sure they did explain it.
Yeah,
why he became a slave.
Yeah, at the,
way later on.
Yeah, way later on, which I really liked as well, and it's just like a matter of fact. Of like, oh yeah, you hurt Canute and he's the king, so instead of killing him, he just made him a slave.
Yeah. Consider yourself lucky. Well, he did consider himself lucky.
Yeah, he did. He was like,
he was grateful.
He didn't become he wouldn't have become the man he became. I don't know about you, but seeing Leif Erikson in that first episode got me really excited too. It was like a really fun cameo. I was like, ooh, and I seen like his bald head, like there's like that nice shot of him from behind, and it's like his bald head.
And yeah,
I was like, oh, it's Leif Erikson. Pretty exciting. And then when he shows up later with Bug Eyes as well,
Bug Eyes,
I was really excited when I seen him, because I was like, oh. I was like, please, just like let him see Thorfinn, like not. I was like afraid Thorfinn was gonna like try to run, and
yeah, I thought there was gonna be some sort of like something was gonna happen where they miss each other. That's what I was thinking was gonna happen.
Good thing they didn't. Really fun.
And good thing Leaf waited for him.
Yeah, there's also the man, there's also the Thorfinn in Hell episode.
Oh, right, yeah.
Really, really strong episode. Mm-hmm. And that probably might be my favorite episode of this season. With, you know, mm-hmm. Thorfinn falling into hell, trying to grasp at rocks so he doesn't fall in. And right. His fingernail is just ripping off.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with this anime, but they like show fingernails a lot, and even just like regular workers, like Pitar or whatever, like his nails are all messed up too. I'm like, ugh. Mm, it's always like cringe
workers.
Yeah.
To be fair.
They are.
But yeah, working I thought it was really cool, the idea of like we get to see Bjorn again, the berserker guy from the first season. He's out there battling in hell.
Yeah.
Same thing for Askeladd as well.
Is that the first time we see Askeladd again?
Besides a flashback? Yes, that's the first time we see him.
Oh, okay.
We see him for a second when Thorfinn's fighting Snake for the first time. Or Snake goes to go and slice him in half.
Yeah.
And he dodges him.
Yeah, Askeladd's like little talk with him gets Thorfinn to get into his double dagger position.
Oh, that's so good. That scene we could talk about. And that actually, thank you for reminding me, because that's actually my favorite episode. Is what's that slave girl's name, Jay?
Arnade?
I think it's Arnade. Arnade.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Arnade, her husband dying, like that whole episode is so good. And it ends really like that fight between the two mm-hmm. ends kind of anticlimactically. Because he's like, oh, I win. Yeah. And then just stabs him.
Yeah. He gets like Thorfinn away from the wagon.
He baited him away from the wagon.
And then he just stabs him.
Yeah. Really like nonchalantly too.
Mm-hmm.
And
do we see it? Well, we don't see it go into his stomach, but we see
him pull it out. I think
we see him pull him out, and then like he does the blood splatter thing that everybody does.
Yeah, this is that really, really strong scene of right after that the guy wakes up to choke him out.
All right,
I don't think we mentioned that in the original podcast, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that freaking, that, like, slow ride to hell, the slow ride to, you know, to death, his death march mm-hmm. at the end, really, really strong. Like,
mm-hmm.
I had to look, because it's paced very slow, but in a good way.
Right.
And I was like, how long was this? Because it felt like it might have been, like, a double episode.
Yeah.
But it was literally like 3/4 of the episode was just about that. About mm-hmm. her husband passing away.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad. Like, I'm a very, like, sentimental guy or whatever. And anything that involves, like, kids or, you know, found lovers and stuff, like, really, really right. hits me in my tender spots.
And yeah, the same thing with me with the kids. It's like anytime I see like anything bad happen to a kid in an anime, it's like, oh god.
Yeah, no. I was a mess when he sees the kid in the village.
Yeah.
And that setup to that is like perfect, where he's with Arneed and he's like, we've been gone for so long, do you think our son will even like remember my face, remember what we look like? And as soon as he mm-hmm. sees him in the village, he turns and runs to him.
Right.
And it's very, like very
big
cute.
White eyes.
Aww.
Huge smile on his face. So yeah. cute.
Very, and then even Arneed's death was pretty emotional as well. Like,
yeah.
Her being like ferried to the other side. And mm-hmm. it's very sad. She had her babies with her. And it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, that reveal was pretty tragic to me, seeing that the baby actually was already on the other side.
What kind of messed me up was I was like, oh, is this a like a flashback? And then as soon as you see the son and then the baby, I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
And I do really like there's a oh, man. So there's that really cool, he gives a really cool quote where he's like, you know, nothing in this area can like live on this side, basically. Like everything's right. dead. But the two things that are alive are like the deer and the wolf, which obviously represent Einar and Thorfinn.
Right.
And it's like the really cool like salvation. And she even points it out, it's like, you know, oh, things that can't live here, but these things are here, so she has to go and say bye.
Yeah. That these things are surviving.
Yeah. Man. And then again, poor Einar. Having to let her go.
Right. Finally confesses and then she's gone.
Yeah. You know what really surprised me about this anime, Jay? Is that a lot of people who had watched this told me I was gonna like it. And I think I liked it more than
what they
even
were,
they assumed what they hyped it was gonna be. Yeah. Because I don't remember what we gave it the first season.
Yeah.
And I should have looked that up too when we were recording.
It must have been at least a high recommend. I know you for sure enjoyed how the anime ended.
Yeah. And I knew I was like, it's not my cup of tea, but I thought it deserved Anime of the Year that year. Of just how like good it was.
Yeah.
And it didn't win this year. And hopefully it wins this year, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what else is nominated. I'm sure Attack on Titan will be out there again.
Well, it was a special, so hopefully, I don't know, maybe it doesn't count, but we'll see. all right, do you got anything else you want to mention?
You know, it's a really cool, like, I don't think we mentioned this in the last podcast. This is kind of like going into like art style cinematography thing. The way that this anime, like, I don't know if they did this in the first season, but the, like the blind fury kind of thing where they're literally like have no pupils.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Super cool. And then we see it like a few times. It happens to Einar. Einar never really does anything with it because Thorfinn always like blocks him from doing something bad.
Well, there's like that really cool shot when Einar's family gets killed.
Right.
His rage and his heart and his eyes. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful scene, especially it's like the village is on fire. He like could have ran away, but he got too scared.
Yeah.
Man, really strong. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you
we
know
see we see it later on with Gardner.
We see it with Kettle as well.
Oh yeah.
When Kettle beats what's her face?
Yeah, Arnheed,
thank you. I was like, I don't know, I can't remember her name.
Her name's super hard.
Yeah, and then also like dipping into cinematography, like one of my favorite shots of them leaving the Kettle's farm at the end. Mm-hmm. And you know, everyone's waving goodbye to him. And the final shot of them leaving is from Arnheed's grave.
Right.
And I really like that idea, is like she's seeing them off. And if this was like any other anime, we would see like their force ghost. We'd see Arnheed's force ghost and her husband like them off. Yeah, and the kids waving them off. But I really like the idea of like, it's the implication that she's there watching him.
With like the breeze going by.
No, I know. It's a beautiful scene. It's almost like a really good there's a lot of great shots where like he's Einar's like talking, Einar and Thorfinn are talking at the grave. There's like a really cool shot of like the sunset behind the grave there. Where they're talking about finding Vinland or getting there. Mm-hmm. Really, really good.
Yeah. There's another cool part where like Einar is he's there by himself, like kneeling, and the breeze is going by, like almost like Arnita is right there with him.
No.
Pretty cool.
Oh, speaking of other scenes that I really like, Jay. Not even like cinematography wise, but really good. Is when Thorfinn gets back to Iceland and he's like very nervous. And he's like, oh, I'm not ready to see him yet. And all this cool stuff.
I'm kind of starting to get scared.
Yeah. And I don't blame him for being scared to go see his mom after like his sister didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
But man, when his mom sees him and knows right away that this is a... The one part I don't like about that scene... is freaking Bug Eyes in that scene.
Where he just jumps in.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, mother, it's me. And he's like, shut up, Bug Eyes.
Yeah. I know, come on, read the room.
Gosh dang it. But yeah, it was very, very cute. I really like that scene.
Where yeah, and then you see like... you see like the POV from Thorfinn's mom. And like you see like... the resemblance that Thorfinn has with his dad.
That's so good.
Yeah, you can see they have the same eyebrows for sure.
Yeah, it's so cute. Oh, good anime, Jay.
Good anime. That was one of the scenes where like I was like almost tearing up, and it wasn't even like in the actual episode. It was in the preview of the previous episode.
Like, oh no, it's gonna happen.
I was like, oh no. I was like, oh no. Because, like, it was funny because, like, the episode before, like, when they, like, set off leaving the farm, it feels like that's the end of the anime.
Right.
But there is, like, one more episode.
I really like also how lax that last episode is as well.
Yeah, it's like a really...
It's like, very, like, almost like a comedy anime. Like Thorfinn's getting,
there's
like...
There's a cooldown.
Yeah, Thorfinn's,
literally, because they're in the Iceland.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Thorfinn's getting like shook by his sister. There's that really funny scene where he's like, oh yeah, if you were here as a kid, what's my name? He's like, I don't know. He's like, I like Thorfinn guesses, and he's like, nah, it's not even close. Like that's a pretty funny scene. And then like you get to see like his sister's like bartering with somebody in the bazaar.
Yeah, about, like, the prices of salt or something.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think it's, like, jewelry. She's, like...
Was it? I don't know, it was, like, jewelry. Blankets or something like that, yeah. Right? Wasn't it a blanket?
I don't know if it was a blanket or, like...
jewelry. A rug?
Yeah. He's, like, I gave you your money back. Like, what more do you want? Like, it's pretty good. Characters, Jay. Real quick, I guess, because we haven't even talked about Canute. Because he's like a really important character here.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite shots is like him talking to his dad's decapitated head.
Right, yeah.
And his dad just like whispering like evils into his ear.
But yeah, like
it's evils, trying to lead him down the same road. But it's like, he's like, you really are a despicable king. You know, you killed your brother.
Yeah,
and that's a horrible
killed me
scene.
And then you killed your brother.
I like that scene's like really heartbreaking, where he's like, he's showing him how to play like whatever like that baseball game is.
Oh yeah,
and then all these kids are like playing it. It's like a very sweet moment between brothers. Mm-hmm. And then he goes and freaking poisons them for power. What
a ginormous juxtaposition that is.
Yeah, really good. It's really really strong.
And on top of that, you know what was a crazy thing about that scene was that his dad shows up on his brother's face.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, what the heck? He's just talking normal? Is he possessed or something? But then I was like, oh, okay, wait a minute. That's his dad.
It's so good. It's strong.
Because I was confused at first. I really thought he was like, his brother got possessed by something.
Meh. But yeah, it was really cool to see Thorfinn and Canute's... journeys,
like right,
how they've completely swapped at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Where you know, Thorfinn, the battle-hardened mercenaries, guy who's just trying to find peace with himself.
Right.
And
is sick of fighting.
Yeah, and the Canute, the, you know, the scaredy cat, pretty boy, had like a crazy glow up and is like a tyrant.
Right.
Like looking for war.
Yeah, trying to get money, seize the farms.
Yeah, really, really good. I don't like how they wrapped up Canute's story like really fast.
Yeah, it was like glossed up. He's made to look like he's like the best king that ever happened.
Yeah, exactly. And there's like, it looks like he's done. His story is done, but hopefully he shows back up.
Yeah, hopefully there's some sort of like thing where he finds out about Vinland or something and goes there.
Oh, yeah, right. Sucker, what the hell?
He's like, oh, you thought you found peace, huh? Well, guess what?
Guess what? I'm bringing my army.
I brought the Jom Vikings back.
Gosh dang it.
Guy with a square beard and square head.
Yeah. That guy was in the first season too, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I think he was part of like the people that, I don't know if he was like comrades with Thor's or something, but he was there in Iceland.
That's pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure.
All right, Jay. Characters. We've kind of already touched on Thorfinn a lot here, but it's really nice to see his evolution in character of, you know, becoming like a broken man and being...
Yeah, shell of a man.
Yeah, being rebuilt. Oh, really similar. I mean, yeah, it's like a trope or whatever. Like, once you're broken down, you can be rebuilt again.
And, right, something different.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Sferkel mentions that as well.
Yeah.
How, you know, that's the perfect mold is somebody who's lost everything. Reminded me a lot of freaking Megalobox too, as well, because it's like the same, almost the same theme of a broken man finding peace within himself.
Right.
But like it ends two different ways where like Joe goes to, you know, live his life with his family, his found family, and like Thorfinn is going to find, you know, going out to go find Vinland for everybody,
right?
A place of peace for everyone. Who's next, Jay?
Einar.
Einar's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
I hear they gave him a little bit more backstory in the anime than in the manga.
Right, yeah.
They made him, I guess, a lot of big complaints from the director was like, Einar is like almost infallible and like for no reason at all becomes Thorfinn's friend. And he's like always happy-go-lucky no matter what. And he really wanted to explore why he was like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it all like comes down to like his mom's words.
Right.
It's very interesting. Very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next, Jim?
Let's see. There is, well, Arnhild.
Arnhild. She's, you know, she's very sweet. And it is very unfortunate. Like death was probably going to be her only way out of there.
Yeah, I was really pulling for her to survive and the kid to survive, but man, it was such like a really good scene. Her death scene was really good.
I'm surprised she came back.
I would just kept going. She was already on the other side already. She just wanted to say.
No, I'm talking about when after her husband died.
Oh right,
she should have just like left. They're already like.
Well, weren't they surrounded by the time her husband died?
No, by who?
By the guardsmen, you know, like Snake and Fox and Badger.
No, they let him go, remember?
Did they?
Yeah. All the Snake's guys went to go find Einar, and then who was pretending to be her husband. And then after they beat Snake and... Snake just let him go. Or Snake didn't let him go, but he was knocked out. After he got choked out. So they were traveling a little bit.
Yeah.
But then she just came back. I would have just kept going.
I thought she was captured, Aaron. I'm pretty sure she was captured by Fox and Snake and all.
Was she?
The reason.
I mean, when she came back, I don't think it's ever. Was it implicated that she was captured?
I'm pretty sure I remember like one of the final scenes in that episode was like her in the wagon, her husband's dead, and there's like horses like surrounded by her.
Is there? Okay, maybe I just missed that then. If that's the case,
pretty sure that happened.
I mean, all right, I believe you.
I'll admit being wrong. We can go back.
We can go check the tapes. I was pretty a mess during that episode. So
rewind the tape.
Yeah, I had a lot of tears in my face.
I know.
I could have missed it. It makes more sense than her just coming back.
You know, speaking of Snake, what'd you think of Snake?
Man, he was really cool. I liked him as a nice, he was a really cool stand-in for like Askeladd, like the powerful mercenary character who lives for war.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He had like the same aura.
To read the Bible. He had the cool sword that like almost like, what kind of, like a Middle Eastern kind of sword?
Yeah. He even mentions it too. I think it's Virkel. Virkel mentions it. How it's
mentions a sword.
Yeah, like it's not a Viking sword he's using.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, he's cool.
I really like the end where he reveals his real name, like yeah. Roald.
Yeah.
Son of Grimm.
Yeah, really good. That was a cute scene. Who's next, Jay?
What about Ketil and his family?
Man, so there's a lot of unpack with his family. Like, is it Thorgil? Is that his name?
Yeah, Thorgil's his oldest son.
Yeah, like that guy's just like a crazy warmonger.
Yeah, that's like all he wants to do.
Yeah, it's just like fight. And it's he's like a traditional Norseman. It's really cool to see that juxtaposed to, you know, Olmar. Yeah.
Who's like more like his mom.
Yeah. No, he's more like his dad.
Well, I'm saying like
figure-wise. Yeah. But yeah,
like. He's not a big dude.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. I really like at the end he stands up to his brother and his mom, too.
Yeah.
And he's like, and Zverkel gives that really cool, you might have given up all your land, but, your son becomes a man. And it's really nice he ended up, the kind of implication, he ended up marrying the that one girl who was asking for help with her dad had no arms.
Yeah.
Or no hands.
Or no ham.
Yeah. And he was like, I'll marry my daughter and take care of her. And he married her. It was nice. It's cute.
Yeah.
And she was cute too. So it was cool. Cool of him to do that.
Win-win.
And then Ketil himself.
Ketil was cool until he lost his marbles.
Yeah. I mean, Zverkel mentioned it beforehand. But he was like, the more that somebody has, the more likely you are to do something crazy to keep it, the more desperate you are.
Right.
And I really like as they were reading the summons or whatever of war to Kettle's farm, it played out like the same thing with Zverkel and Kettle's first love basically being taken away and killed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, some things that just aren't worth fighting for. I just give it up. Right. Trying to think. And then Zverkel. He's really cool as well.
I swore he was really nice.
We were going to get out of it with him alive. And he made it.
Yeah, he was there on the dock to see them off in his wooden chair.
His wooden chair, I know. Oh, all right, Jay. Anybody else you want to mention?
Let's see. Well, there's Bug Eyes. He's all right.
Yeah, he's decent.
And then Garter, the husband of Arneed.
Yeah. Really cool. I really love their love story as well. Really, mm-hmm. really cool that, you know, in his death, he even apologized for leaving. They should have never went to battle for that ore.
Yeah.
It was all just because
he even got
for power.
You know, he even got to, like, experience, like, the regret of doing it, like that. Like, he was there, like, watching his wife and son right. while it happened.
Yeah. So sad. Poor guy.
Mm-hmm. All for dumb iron. What are you going to do? Make pots and pans?
You say, yeah, pots and
pans. Your wife even...
Yeah.
You know, that's what his wife said. We already have everything we need.
Yeah, the whole village. He's like, the whole village has everything we need. Mm-hmm. But it's for power. That's what happens.
Yep.
You want more power, more money, more rich. Make the thing rich, and you weren't ready for it.
What did Biggie Small say? More money, more problems.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jay.
All right.
Anything else before we wrap up? Yeah. Anything else you want to mention? Last final thoughts.
Yeah, this was a fun anime. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really fun. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed what through this.
Sorry. Yeah, this is like, I could like definitely picture myself like recommending this anime to a lot of people.
Right, and people promptly ignoring it. So what is it about? Right. Oh, it's about Vikings.
Oh. Like the first thing I would say was like, oh, it's an anime, and they'd be like, ah, never mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Just dismiss me right after. Say that it's an anime.
All right, Jay. Accessibility. All right. I mean, it's not for everybody. There's a lot of blood.
Yeah, especially in the first season.
Yeah, there's blood and guts. And some allusions to sexual assault. I don't think they ever show it, but there's a lot of
allusions. I don't think it actually happens. He gets caught before he starts.
With Arneed. There's a lot of allusions to it, though.
Yeah.
And then you can watch this on... I don't know if it's still on Netflix. You can watch the separate dubs. I watched the Funimation dub. Or Funimation Crunchyroll dub.
I watched the sub.
Yeah. What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability. I could definitely see myself watching this again.
Yeah, I could. Especially if I'm watching it with somebody.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you want in the next season, Jay?
Man, I don't remember what I said last time, but I just wanted to continue on and like have them build this nation that they want to.
The one thing we didn't mention that we didn't mention in the last podcast is we're only halfway done with Vinland Saga. It's only the second arc.
So there's like two more
arcs. And the fourth arc is the last arc. And it's not done yet.
And that's still being worked on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jay, moment of truth, what are you giving it?
Man, I gotta give this a gotta go watch.
Yeah, definitely. It's a gotta go watch.
I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. Alright, Jay. Now that we've landed on Iceland and we're gonna go see our family.
Got knocked out by her sister.
Yeah. Are you ready for what I have for what do you have for us next week, Jay?
So we're going back to Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon, Season 3.
Oh, yeah. The very exciting dungeon classic.
Mm-hmm.
do you have any things you want to mention before that, Jay? Before we... Any insights you have? Any preview?
Upcoming anime?
Yeah, any preview of your thoughts so far?
There's monsters involved. There's monsters for sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to give out too much.
Yeah, I'm pretty...
Because you've only watched one episode so far.
Yeah, exactly. But positive, negative, where are you at right now, Jay?
Man, I don't know. I feel like it's pretty meh right now.
Are we in the it's an anime territory, you think?
I think so.
No,
well,
no.
I still have another half of it to go, so we'll see if it turns it
around. We haven't talked about that, but is that going to be an official ranking from this point on?
Which one?
An anime. Me? Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
The good old eh. It sure is something you can watch. You can definitely watch it. And where can we watch this, Jay?
So you can watch it on Crunchyroll. There's only like 12 or 13 episodes.
Crunchyroll and High Dive.
Oh yeah, High Dive as well. High Dive has like everything, right?
Yeah, has all the even the OVAs as well. So yeah, High Dive, that dub and sub. 12 or 13, one of the two. I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah. And if you enjoyed our review on Vinland Saga Season 2, or you're excited for a review on Danmachi Season 2, 3. Danmachi 3.
3, yeah.
Go ahead, leave us a like. Give us a subscribe. Leave us a like, leave us a comment. Follow subscribe to us. Yeah, on all your major podcasting platforms. Sorry, everybody. It's late. Work sucks. And yeah, follow us on Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb, yeah. And email us animecherrybomb@yahoo.com. And that's it, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody, stay being free. The fighting lies between the victims, and what will soon become the prey. I've given up on counting blessings. The cops can judge me when I'm dead, 'cause I cannot think.